As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Once again, folks, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, May the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and, well, sometimes we touch on solutions. Sometimes we don't. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. From around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me. I'm just a little bit distracted this morning, I'll be honest with you. You may also send your ideas for guest show topics and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Post Office Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Once again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis, and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Those telephone numbers and so much more is available in the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage, including our show archives, which you can access by simply finding the show archives link on the left-hand side of the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, clicking on that link. Scroll down through the broadcasts that come up on there, and it'll be the third one down. Click on Become Vocal Local, and there you go. An entire year's broadcasting. Well, yes, I am distracted this morning. Lots happening in the news, that's for sure. Lots of distressing things happening in the finances. We're going to talk about that. But precious metals, equities, and currencies are all in a steep decline following this German ban on naked short selling and the recent Australian mining tax bite. Angry voters are uniting around America. For today's broadcast, I want to get into man's self-transformation, Lewis Mumford, and so much more along that line. The relevance of total human action. If we get far enough, we'll go into the dominance of intelligence and other things. Rather heady material that's kept me preoccupied last evening and early this morning. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report, get the bad news out of the way. Thursday, May the 20th, 2010, active trading New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour ago, and it's continuing. We found gold down $10.30, now trading at $1,181.10. That's right. That's right. We're not in a dream. You're hearing me right. We're down about 70 bucks in the price of gold since that high that it recently had. Quite a decline, a steep decline, a precipitous decline. Silver the same way, off 50 cents. Now trading at $17.70. What was happening to that $19.50 gold just a few days ago? Well, that's not the worst of the story. Here's some more. Platinum, again, taking a severe whack upside the head this morning, losing $90. Trades at $1,511, and palladium off $42 at $416. We'll be right back.
A Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, rather black, May the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the opening segment, yes, it's true, folks. We're seeing a real black Thursday in the precious metals market this morning. Let's go back into that market report for this morning. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, things are not looking at all good. And before I dive into this, now that we have a little longer segment, I made a decision about a year ago when I decided that I would include in my daily broadcasts a market report, that I was going to do it for one primary reason and a couple of subsidiaries. Number one, I was going to present this information to you in a no-spin zone variety. In other words, I strive diligently not to color the information. Number two, that I was going to follow a script. And on this broadcast, you know, the openings always sound exactly the same. Well, that's because I am following something that I wrote up. I sat down very carefully, wrote out an opening intro for these broadcasts to occupy that first five-minute segment, just to kind of try and pack in as much information as possible there. But also, I laid out this gold report, this market report, and I have not deviated one iota except for adding the SPDR gold shares about 6 months ago into our list. I cover precisely the same information every single day in the same order so that if you're taking notes, you too can follow it along. This is how, so many years ago, I started when I was listening on internet, or excuse me, on short international shortwave to Jim Cederstrom's broadcast. This is how I started to begin getting interested in gold and silver and precious metals in the first place. Up until that time, I really had little knowledge of it. But he used to always kind of do the same sort of thing that I'm doing here, and he still is on the air. He's, he may even still be on the shortwave. I don't know. At that time, it was the longest running gold and silver broadcast on international shortwave. But the idea is to present the information, these various market indicators, and then also to not do the selective grooming, you know, cropping. When something is bad, you just cough and don't say it. No, I don't do that. I give it to you whether it's good news, whether it's bad news, or otherwise. And then third, I decided that I wasn't going to be, let's say, a booster for gold, silver, platinum, palladium, rhodium, any of the stocks, etc., because that's your decision. That's something that you need to make up your mind. I'm not here to convince you one way or the other, just to let you know what's happening. So let's go into this again. We're seeing a steep decline here in the precious metals, a precipitous decline. So be very careful what's going on here. Gold again, off this morning, $10.30, continuing the decline, now at $1,181.10 an ounce. Silver, off 50 cents at $17.70. Platinum, off 90 bucks. At $1,511, and ouch, off palladium, $42 at $416 an ounce. That's a real bite in palladium. You know, oftentimes palladium goes up a buck, down a buck, up $5, down $3, that sort of thing. But to start seeing $42 moves, that's a 10% drop this morning. $416, down 42 bucks, that's 10%. A little more than that. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,174.20 for a low, $1,199.10 for a high. So you can see it's a fairly good spread being built in there. But I guess the good news, if there is any good news, is that year to year, your gold is still up $243.90 for a 26.02% return in your investment. And then I do consider it as an investment. Some people say, well, you know, you're just, you know, preserving your wealth and all of these other things. Look, if you're going to put money someplace, you better get a return on your investment, or you put it in the wrong place as far as I'm concerned. Even if you go and look in the Bible, you know, you bury something in the ground and you come back and it's worth no more than it was before. Well, is that an investment or not? You know, be a wise steward here. But anyhow, one of the real difficulties that people that are in the physical market, and I am very much, be no bones about it. I'm a gold bug. I'm a silver bug. I like that stuff. But when you're in this market, it's difficult to move as quickly as sometimes you'd like to move. And then again, you have to worry about the excessive tax rate on capital gains when you're involved in this, if you play the taxes, as some people still do, because you're going to take a pretty strong whack when you go to sell the stuff, about a 28% loss. So that dials into it as well. So it's difficult to respond as quickly as you could in some other things. And so there are many more. I'll just keep right on going. The things that are on my mind this morning. Here's another one. We hear all about, you know, the people out there that keep giving you all of the prognostications, you know, $1,300, $1,400, $1,500, $1,700, $2,000, $3,500, $5,000 gold. And yet, this is a blind side. Nobody has mentioned this, and I listened to the best of the best out there, and nobody was talking about this except for a couple of, you know, naysayers. John Nadler was bringing out a little bit of this and some of the others, but nobody gave anybody a heads up. In other words, for those people that religiously pay their taxes and could afford the tax wipe, it would have been kind of nice to know when it went down, you know, to $1,235 that there was a precipitous decline in the offing and that it would be a good time to sell. But none of the gold bugs out there, the gold reporters, gave anybody a heads up. And I don't think that's fair either. If they know something's coming down the pike, they know it. If they keep it to themselves, that's not right. That's not right. Not just to sell more gold. But here's the advantage. Every time it does go down, and believe me, I've watched this for almost 17 years now. Every time it goes down, it is an opportunity to buy if you're going to stay in the market. And my advice, if I give any advice at all, my advice is the same advice I learned so long ago, is that you buy long and you stay long. In other words, we're not in a this isn't a casino in my point from my point of reference. This is a place that you park dough, Ray me, on the long term. Yes, I want to see it go up. I want to get a return on my investment. Yes, I want to protect my wealth. Yes, it is an insurance policy in that regard. But at the same time, I'm not interested in losing any money. I don't buy anything or sell, I don't go out and try and intentionally lose any money. So you look for the long term, and you have another concept that you can keep in mind, and that's averaging. All right. So let's say you bought some gold at 250 and some at 3 and 350 and 4 and 450 and 5, 550 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10, 1,000 and 1,100. Maybe you just picked up some more at 1,200. Go back and look at your entire portfolio, average it out. And I think you'll see that you're doing quite well. You're still hundreds of dollars ahead, depending on when you began to buy and get involved in the marketplace. Of course, traditionally in America, people buy at the top of markets and they sell at the bottom of the market. So don't be like them. Buy long and stay long. This is likely to get much higher as the dollar value declines. Now, we've seen nothing but a paper increase in the dollar value. So let's go into the rest of the market report, put it behind us for this morning. I just wanted to lay that out. Keep track of this sort of stuff. I would hope that these are pulse points on the global economy that we report every day, and if I need to include something else here, I will, if I can find something else to include. I think these are the pulse points that lets us know what's happening globally. But again, well, here comes the break. When it comes after the break, we'll get the rest of the Close This Market report out and hit the news basket. Stay with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEA panel.com,
or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again, and if you can recall the 1,000-point drop virtually in the Dow Jones the other day, that was a major thing. That was the fat finger trade is what they call it. It was basically front-running, electronic exchanging. There was all, you know, all kinds of other ways that was explained away. But they were able to throw an anchor out the window and bring that to a stop and reverse it before the end of the day. This is not the case. We don't have any anchors to throw out the window. This is a global impact that's going on here. But anyway, again, going back and looking at these numbers, with gold down, you know, basically $70 in a week, that's a lot. Silver has dropped almost $2, all right? Platinum this morning off $90, but it's running $1,511. Just a few days ago, it was at $1,700, dropped pairing about $200 in the course of a week. Palladium today off more than 10%. It's down $42, and it's selling for $416 an ounce. These are precipitous declines. Pay very close attention to this. The SPDR gold shares, contrary to, you know, other fanaticists out there, they're taking advantage, and this is where we can gain by looking at the big players. They're taking advantage of this drop. They added 3.04 tons of gold to their holding overnight, and I would not be surprised at all if they pick up 3 to 5 more tons today. As the price continues to go down, they'll continue to buy. They'll buy into the dip, and that's some pretty sound advice. You buy the dips. And so it's dropping right now. You know, they're going to come in and they're going to buy into the dip. Why? Well, because they're holding 1,220 tons of gold, ostensibly. And so the more they can buy at a lower price, again, the greater the profits they'll be on their overall portfolio. Beyond that, then we also have the short selling. Is covering shorts. There's a lot of people that are out there not only just short, but running naked short. Remember, this is what's going down in Germany with Merkel and the bunch. They're setting up new investment rules. So there's a lot of people out there that have been selling gold short, don't have any. They're running naked. And so it's to their advantage to do anything and everything that they can to drive down the price of gold and silver and the other and platinum and palladium and rhodium, but mostly gold and silver. It's to every bit that they can to drive that down so that they can cover their short position. Maybe they could even buy some gold and silver. And J.P. Morgan Chase comes into mind, you know, with the GATA and so on and so forth. You know what I'm talking about if you've been listening to the broadcast. So let's go on along further here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down yesterday, 67 at 10,444. The NASDAQ was off 19 at 2298, and the S&P was down 6 and closed at 1,115. Now, crude oil, amazingly, I mean, I thought it was set to hit 100. It was really coming on there. And now, this morning, it's down another $2.17, running at $67.70 a barrel, those 42-gallon barrels of crude. We're seeing a considerable drop there. I shared with you earlier, either in this week or the last part of last, an article out of Russia that talks about how every time a dollar of decline or gain in the price of crude, because they have so much that they put on the market, every time it shifts a dollar, I mean, it translates into billions in their gross domestic product. So that's important. This could be a financial attack, if you will, on Petrobras. Continuing, the U.S. dollar index this morning up another 59 basis points, now trades it on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website of 86.73 as of 9 o'clock a.m. So these are some of the major indicators, and let's see how that's impacting in the foreign exchange rates. Now, you go back if you want to find out a lot more about it. I did a new economic order series, and we talked about the foreign exchange and went through all of the details that I could bring together at that time. They're available in the archives. You can go down and just scroll through the months and months and months. There's only 13, 14 months now, something like that, that you can go back through. But you go back through that, you'll find it, and then you could listen to those archived broadcasts again. One of the great advantages here on Oracle is that you have unlimited access to our archives. You can become a member, you can pay and get a higher quality stream, but if you can suffer along with a 16K stream, which is quite adequate for talk radio in my opinion, you can get all of these archives and just download them to your heart's content, share them with others, and listen to them as many times as you like. But back in the Forex market here, the Canadian loonie off 207 basis points or 2.07%. That is a jump. That is a big drop. But anyway, it trades this morning against the U.S. dollar at 94 cents. So when you go out and you start getting involved in shipping things, getting involved in international commerce, you've got to step through the window and exchange your dollars, your U.S. dollars, into a foreign currency to affect that trade in that other country. And that's why we cover the Forex every day. The Mexican peso off 211 basis points, or down 2.11%. It is just barely hanging on to what we could say, rounded up, as 8 cents. It's so close to 7 cents now that it's the first time in a long time that it's been that low. The euro this morning loses 58 basis points, trades at $1.24. The British pound loses 104 basis points, or 1.04%, trading at $1.43. And the Swiss franc, even though it was running at parity with the U.S. dollar, and it probably would still be at parity with the U.S. dollar if the Swiss central bankers hadn't come in and stepped in and wanted to drive it down and weaken it, the Swiss franc this morning is up 13 basis points, the only one in our little basket of currencies that is, and it's trading at 87 cents U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond yield is at 0.72, the 10-year at 3.27, the 30 at 4.13. And in the mortgage market, we see the continuing decline. It were going the other way for months. Now there's continuing downward. A trend is downward in the mortgages. The 15-year mortgage moves down from 4.41% a month ago to 4.23%. And the 30-year moves down from 5.14 a month ago to 4.94. Those are pretty good-sized jumps there as well. Now, just quickly, I don't want to belabor this too long because I do have a lot of news. We talk about solutions here from time to time. I want you, if you can, just take out a piece of paper and write down some numbers here with me. We're going to walk through a process. Just the other day, here in Exeter, Missouri, we had about 20 or 25, maybe 26 graduates. Our senior class in this small town graduated out. Now, it just slays me that we have to pay so much in property taxes to support such a small school district that they would only have 26 seniors. We have a huge campus over there with all kinds of sporting things going on and lighting and electricity and all that. They've got about 17 books in their library, unfortunately, and then they got the rest of it invested in sporting equipment and computers. But here's a little financial plan. All right, there's a lot of young people out there and seniors out there on fixed incomes and things like that. I'm just going to lay out a little financial plan that might be helpful to you. All right, real easy, just bare bones basics. But it'll give you an idea whether you're living above your means or not. It'll give you an idea of whether or not you're actually resilient and moving forward or not. It's something that you can use no matter how much money you have coming in, whatever is coming in to you, no matter how much you have coming in, no matter how much you have going out, you can use this little financial plan to give yourself a checkup from the neck up financially. So I'm going to start out with just simply saying this. Every single month, unless you're self-employed and your income varies and it varies widely on a month-to-month basis, if you have any kind of steady inflow at all, you can call that your gross. You know the amount that comes in. So I'm going to just pick a number right out of the air, and I'm going to keep it very low and reasonable so that it is within the grasp of most people. But let's say that the total amount that you've got coming in is $800. All right? $800. I'm going to develop a way that you can continually increase your wealth, even if you have so little coming in as $800. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right. So once again, we're going to go into a little bit of a financial plan here and spend just a few minutes on it, not very long. And so if you've got your pencils and your paper handy, we're going to start. The very first thing you put up at the top is just write something simple like my financial plan. My financial plan. All right. And now at the top, in the top line there of your sheet, write down the number 800. And then over on the right a little ways, you could write the word gross. That's your gross. This is what the max is that you bring in. All right? So you got the my financial plan and then $800 a month gross. All right? And this is all monthlies here. Underneath that, minus $80. In other words, 10% of your gross, you're going to set that, you're going to set it aside mentally right here, just so minus $80. And that's going to be your contingency, all right? every time you go out and you estimate a project, you always have to throw in a little bit of a what if, a contingency. In engineering, we used to use 10, 15, sometimes 20%, depending on the job, a contingency, so that you had a little bit of something for the unforeseen. And, you know, you never know when you might come up coughing blood or sneezing blood or something, or come up with a toothache or something like that. You never know. You might stumble in the yard and fall down and twist an ankle or worse. Life is filled with unexpecteds. And so it's nice to have a contingency out there. It's not really part of your financial plan, but it's something that's just there. It's a contingency. So you've got $800 minus the $80 for a contingency. Draw a line there, and that'll leave you with a $720 net. All right, and you can multiply these out any way you want. You've got $8,000 coming in. It's going to work the same way for you. All right, doesn't matter. We're just picking a number right out of the air. So now we've got $800 minus $80, which leaves you $720. That's your net. Again, you take 10% right out of that, because this is going to be going into a savings to save or a savings to invest account. It's wealth. It's wealth for the future. You pay yourself before you pay the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. The organized religions have been tapping people for 10% of all they earn for a long time, because they can grow to the colossal, you know, cathedral sized if they can just get all of their parishioners to cough up 10% and rake it off the top. But when they do that, they take away the possibility of your really having wealth in the long term. So here we do the same thing for yourself, all right? So you just take 10%, so that's $72, and you're going to dedicate that into a savings to save or a savings to invest account. That leaves you with $648. So you draw a line under the 72. Now we're from 720 minus the $72. We got $648, and that's your net. That's your net. So just write that over on the right, your net. Now you take a look at that $648 and divide that by two. Too big, one major division, that leaves you that equals $324. All right? So you've got $324. This is your economic future development package that we're setting up here. You got $324 to save to invest or spend. Save to invest or spend. And you have $324 for living expenses. That's right. You see how rapidly this gets reduced down? You have $324 for living expenses. So you've got $324 then, and we're going to divide it for living expenses into four parts, because there are four principal areas that always evaporate your money. So underneath that, we have $81. That's $324 divided by four, by the way, is $81. So under that, let's go ahead and put in four heads: utilities and fuel, property taxes and or rent, food and clothing, mental, educational, and recreational things. So we're taking care of body and soul here in under four headings: utilities or fuel, properties, property tax, rent, mortgage payments, whatever you want to look at it, your housing, food and clothing, and mental, educational, recreational. All right? And each one of those, if you were doing this with envelopes, you could write that on the front of each of the envelopes, and each of those would only be able to have $81 put in it each month. Again, you're bringing home $800, and now you can see a little bit of light in this window. So those four then, again, would add up to $324. I would guarantee you that most of the people out there today are living so far beyond their means that it's not a surprise that they, like this country, are broke and going into debt. And it's largely because you're living beyond your means. Let's go into this a little bit further. Now, we take $81. This is your cost of living expenses. You take $81 times 12 months equals $972 a year. And just write that there. And $972 a year times four then equals $3,888 per year. These are, this is our cost of living index. This is what we're actually doing here. It's costing us $3,888 a year for utilities, fuel, property taxes or rents, food, clothing, mental, educational, recreation. That's your body, your soul. It could be your books. It could be your internet. It could be your telephone. It's your food that you eat, the clothing that you wear, the cost of your housing, the cost of all of your utilities, the gasoline in your car, all of that, transportation, it's all in there. And so if you are making $800 a year and you're spending more than $3,888 a year in cost of living expenses, you're going broke in a hurry and you'll never get out of debt. Now you take the same $324 and multiply that times 12, that'll give you $3,888 a year to save. And in your investment account, in your 10% account, you take $72 times $12. That'll give you $864 a year that you could use to, let's say, buy silver or buy gold or some other investment. And so I've just laid out some basics there off of this idea of starting with your bare bones, whatever your income is. Right off the top, you take a 10% contingency. You don't even think about it anymore because you don't ever know when the other shoe's going to drop. You're not investing it. You're not doing anything. That money is just laying there as a contingency. If it starts to grow, you can transfer it to some other account. But it's just laying there. And right now at $80, the first time you do it, you can't hardly get a tooth repaired for that money. So you're going to have to wait a while before your contingency plan will pay off for you, but eventually it'll pay off in spades. And if you need an emergency a hospital visit or something like that, eventually you'll have enough money in there to cover that. So you got $800 minus the $80 leaves you $720, and 10% of all you earn is yours to keep. And so you deduct that 10%. We're just reviewing now. That's a savings to save account or a savings to invest account. That leaves you with $648 as a net. You divide that in half, and you can do this when you go to the bank. As you have you're holding your check there, you go in and you're going to endorse the back of your check, and instead of just using one deposit and depositing it into your checking account, you would have three deposit slips. One of them is going to go into your checking account. One of them is going to go into your savings to invest or spend account. And the third is going to go into your savings to save account, visually. So you've got $648, which is your net. You take this $648 and you divide it in two. You cut it right in half. Why? Because one of these, you're going to use one of those portions, you're going to use, that's your living expenses. And the other is the one that you're going to use to get yourself, your sorry little butt, out of debt. Because the idea is to grow from pennies to riches in the course of your life, at least security from the standpoint of monetary security. And if you don't start a program like this and stay after it almost religiously with the zeal of a Jesuit, you're not likely to get out of trouble in your lifetime. You'll probably be a wage slave forever. So you take that $324, then your living expenses, and you divide that by four, and you throw it into four different envelopes. One is utilities and fuel, and you fill it in. You'll see how you have to label these yourself. But I just say utilities and fuel, property taxes and rents, food and clothing, and mental, educational, and recreational. And you'll see that you only have $81 each for those. So if you're paying more than $81 a month rent and you're getting $800 and that's your total income, then you're living beyond your means. And instead of living in a private, you know, detached dwelling or something like that or in a private apartment, you need to find roommates. That's right. And if you can't find roommates, perhaps you could consider managing property for somebody else. When I came up with this little financial plan myself back in about 1970, and I found myself with an aha experience like you've just had, I decided that I was not able to afford my own apartment. And so I went out and actively sought a property management position. I became a property manager in an apartment building, an apartment building manager, and I got my rent for free.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com. Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we return and we're looking at just a simple financial plan, you know, for everyone to consider so that we can maybe think about not being a wage slave for the rest of our life. We talk about freedom, you know, don't get into their system. You want to get out of their system as soon as you can. If you don't know who you are and you don't know whose you are, then you're in real peril. But if you have set yourself, you've allowed yourself to be influenced by the Edward Bernays School of Public Relations and public opinion and cross currents of public opinion as they shape law and legislation. If you've allowed yourself to be influenced by all of these things and you're no longer in charge of your own life, then you are likely just to be a slave on the plantation. And so I offer this as not as a so much as a with an iron rod, but certainly as something for you to consider. Now, if you want to, you could probably go up on the Internet and browse around until you can find this, The Richest Man in Babylon. There is a book by that title. There's also a cassette recording, at least one that I know of. I have one. I also have the book that I discovered a long time ago that confirm exactly what I'm saying here, so that you can understand how you can actually go from being broke to being self-reliant and moving forward in a reasonably short period of time. But you're going to have to tighten your belt to get there. And you're going to have to come to some realities, face some difficult realities. Now, I know that there may be people in the audience this morning who are sitting there holding $1 million plus, blah, blah, blah. This is just, you know, but maybe you have a niece or a nephew. Maybe you've forgotten how it was that you were able to get to that position. Maybe you could pass this information along to someone else. Maybe someone in your church that's having hard times or something. So anyway, you take this $648, which again, you start with the 800, you divide the, you subtract the $80 out of that, that's your contingency, leaves you with 720. You take 10% of that is $72. That gets set aside. That's savings to save, savings to invest. That's money you never touch. It's not yours. Forget about it. Set it aside. It's not yours to spend. It's the future. You never know. You might grow up. You might even grow old. You might even need it someday. You never know. That leaves you with $648. That's your net. You take the $648 and you split it. You cleave it right down the middle. That leaves you $324 in each of two envelopes of two stacks. One of those $324 is your economic development. That's how you're going to get out of trouble. That's how you're going to stop this austerity program shortly. This is how you wean yourself from the absolutely ridiculous model, the Keynesian school of economics, where you actually think you can spend your way into prosperity. So you got this $324 that you set aside. That's your savings to invest and savings eventually to spend. This is your economic development for the future. This is what you'll eventually buy a house out of. This is what you would eventually buy an automobile out of, and so on. And then the living expenses, your $324. This is the one that really bites everybody. Because as soon as you do this, you're going to discover that you're probably, like most people, living far beyond your means. So you've got $324. We know that we have at least four different headings in our life. Maybe you've got more. Maybe you'd have to add a fifth division here. But I'm just grouping them under four large heads. Utilities and fuel, property taxes and rents, and food and clothing. That I consider to be my body. And then mental, educational, recreation, that's my soul. And so you got four envelopes. I have body and soul here. And each of those, you could put $81 in, or whatever your number is. But $81 in each of those four envelopes, that's $324. So again, we've taken our 648, we divided it into two large heads. One of them is your economic development, that's your future. The other one is your living expenses. Now for your cost of living, again, $81 times 12 months is $972. And the 972 times four, then, because you've got four different places here, each of these cost of livings, you can only spend $972. So if in the overall, in the year, you're spending more than $972 for utilities and fuel, you need to find a place to pare back. If in the year you're spending more for property taxes and rent than $972, you need to find a way of improving that. That's right. If you're spending more in a year for food and clothing than $972, you are living beyond your means. You're eating your way to death, into slavery. You're letting your fork put you in bondage. So you're going to have to be creative. That means that you stop buying all the prepared packaged foods and things like that. You go back to austerity. You do what 90% of the people on the planet do, is you eat lots of rice and you eat lots of beans and you start saving money. The other 324, every month you're going to set aside $324. That goes into your economic, you know, development bag. It figures out to be another $3,888 a year. Every single year, you're going to be setting aside, as long as your income doesn't change, $3,888 to save, to invest, and spend. This is where that refrigerator comes from. This is where that iron and iron board come from. This is where the new stove comes from. This is where your automobile comes from. This is where your house comes from. All right? And then finally, you have that 10% that we took out near the top, $72. This is your savings to save and savings to invest. You take the 72 times 12, that means every year in that account, you'd have about $864. Now, right now, gold is trading at $1,181.10, so you would not have enough for a full ounce of gold there.
set aside by the end of the year, but you might consider silver there. You're saving. This is an investment account. This is long time. This is what we mean when we say buy long and stay long. This is money that you're not intending to spend any time at all. This is money that you're setting aside for a time so distant that you don't even remember you've got it. You just set it aside. It's like not letting the left hand know what the right hand is doing. All right? So that's just a bare bones financial plan. I hope it's of some interest or value to you. This is something that I know others. I have given this information to others, and I've watched them come right out of debt. And then as they continue along with it, they become freer and freer and freer. I can say that for many years I've lived without any debt, zero debt. The solicitors call me on the telephone and they're going to offer me this great get-out-of-debt scheme. I have no debt. And I don't intend to have any debt. None whatsoever. There isn't a single bill that crosses my table on any single month that I don't pay. I pay it off completely. And if some catastrophe happens, I'm covered for that. If I grow older and older and older and I survive, I'm covered for that. Why? Not because it was able to be done overnight, but because of a lifetime of following a financial plan similar to this. I'm not rich by any means. I'm poorer than most of you. But I'm so organized at this point that I'm resilient. Not self-sufficient. That's the socialist mindset. Self-reliant. That's something you can achieve in your lifetime. So I hope that's of interest to you, and I'm going to go over now and just get a little bit of a news article. We're going to go elsewhere in the second hour. But again, big, big declines in the gold today. And if you're on the austerity program, as I am, a decline in platinum of $90 is significant. I have to take notice of that. A palladium decline of over 10%, $42 in palladium, I have to take notice of that. Because no one else, I'm not looking for anyone else to bail out my bacon. I'm not a socialist. I do not agree with the idea of robbing Peter to pay Paul. I understand hardship. I can have empathy for those that are down on their luck. And because of a lifetime of prudent and temperate living, I can even reach into my pocket and give somebody that's panhandling a $10 bill and walk by and be blessed for it. But I'm not interested whatsoever in underwriting the cost of living for other people. So if that, you know, makes me your enemy, and so be it. But that's just, to me, is just not a good way to live. We are too many people on this planet to think that a few should be brought into subjection to support the many. But here's this article, and it comes off of it's the business report out of the San Francisco Chronicle this morning. It was a redirect from Bloomberg. Gold fell in London, extending the biggest drop in more than 3 months as some investors sold the metal after its rally to a record last week. Platinum and palladium fell to the lowest levels in almost 3 months. Gold fell to $1,187.25 an ounce in the morning fixing, that's the price fixers, London Bullion Market Association in London, used by some mining companies to sell production. Now that's important because we have recent legislation. I've got it right here in the browser, where there's new taxes being imposed on miners in Australia, and it's impacting the precious metals market today. We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, May the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's broadcast, in addition to the market news, we've been talking about a little bit of financial planning, personal financial planning, a plan that may help you to be able to get yourself out of trouble and move towards that strength of self-reliance and as opposed to dependency. But for those that are just now tuning in on our second hour alone, that is available for you at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. Click on the show archives, listen to the first hour of today's broadcast. And if you hadn't heard my talk, my rant, if you will, on personal financial planning, it's available for you right there. Let's go into a little bit more of the news. We're having a, you know, I'm having a tough morning here in the to talk about gold and silver, platinum, palladium, even in the Forex market, the crude. No matter whether you're in energy stocks, whether you're in equities, whether you're in the precious metals, we're watching a major decline today. And so bullion, of course, rallied on the 14th to $1,249.40. And this morning, gold is at $1,181.10. So you're looking at about, in the course of 6 days, a $70 decline in gold. Now, will it turn around and go back the other way? Some say it will. Some say that it's going lower. Some say that it might even touch 800. That would be incredible. I mean, that would be precipitous. But, you know, there's always the bears out there as well as there are the bulls. So anyway, there's lots that's happening here. There are many things that are driving this marketplace. One of them is this mining tax contagion. There's an article by that title on Bloomberg, the mining tax contagion set to spread from Australia. Now, remember that the London Gold Fix that we report every morning, this morning, at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, they set the price in London at $1,187.25. Now, there's an American counterpart in this as well, and that's COMEX, but I just report the London Gold Fix. But a lot of the people out there in the mining community use the London Gold Fix, the morning and the afternoon settings, the price fixing, to base the sales and their production figures upon. And so I pay attention to it as well. But this article is continuing out of this change in legislation in Australia by Madeline Pearson and Jesse Riseborough. There's a couple of nice, easy-to-say names. Madeline Pearson and Jesse Riseborough, probably like those folk. May the 20th, Bloomberg, Australia's planned 40% tax on mining profits has set a benchmark for other countries weighing higher levies, reducing earnings forecasts for BHP Billiton Limited and Rio Tinto groups, and the attraction of mining stocks. And so mining stocks and the product of mining, which is your bullion metals, all of these are going to be impacted by this. And if it goes like a contagion and goes round the world, as all of the various countries are trying to find ways
of filling in chinks in their armor as the dollar declines and the euro declines and more states go bankrupt. We can see more. They're looking for all new places to tax. And, of course, you've been listening to my rants in regards to this British Petroleum fiasco in the Gulf of Mexico. My question, and the perennial question is why do we have BP in our coastal waters doing drilling, and why are they on the North Slope of Alaska? Why are we having to buy our oil, which is our oil, from the British? Or anyone else, for that matter? Why is there not an American company that's there? Well, largely, Dorothy, because I think that all companies are City of London companies. They're all corporations financed by the same banking interests. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break. Stay with us. A lot more to come in this hour.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the members' stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again here on our Thursday, May the 20th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for the benefit of the listeners just joining us now. Our call-in numbers in the Austin, Texas area,
is 512-904-8014 if you have unlimited long-distance access on your telephone. Or if you don't and you want to call in as well, the international Around America and Around the World toll-free line is 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. In the first hour, we went in through a little bit of a financial plan and some other things. All that's available at the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage. Just click on Show Archives and you can re-listen to the first hour of today's broadcast. Back into this article, we're trying to figure out a little bit about this tax contagion that may have had something to do with this precipitous decline that we're seeing here in the metals, the commodities, the equities, dollar index going up, and the Forex going down. So this is an article, again, off Bloomberg, Madeline Pearson, Jesse Riseborough writing, tax contagion set to spread from Australia. Now, we could take a nationalistic view in regards to our own resources, but then we have to say shame on us for being over in the Saudi regions, in the near and Middle East, and elsewhere, hogging their resources out of the ground and profiting handsomely. This whole idea of coming in and paying, you know, little royalties, pennies on the dollar, so to speak, pennies on the barrel, taxes for extracting natural resources, pennies here, pennies there, get filter out to the governments to pay, you know, licensing and taxing and regulations. But in that scenario, the big companies, they get the gold, we get the shaft. But there's this nationalistic view, which we have to be very careful of as well. And this article talks a little bit about it. Here it is. Resource nationalism is a major risk facing miners in the next few years. Evie Hombro, the manager of BlackRock Investment Management Limited's flagship $14.3 billion World Mining Fund, said last month. India's mines ministry is seeking to levy a windfall tax on super profits made by minerals exporters. The ministry's special secretary, S. Vijay Kumar, said yesterday. And then it goes on and it talks about Chile and other places all around the world, Brazil, every country has this. The whole idea, you know, again, about Agenda 21, sustainable development, and the GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, mapping all of the resources on the planet. That's what a GIS is all about, a geographic information system, a geospatial system now. This whole idea of cataloging all of the inventory, including you, Dorothy, you're just, human cattle, chattel, movable furniture in the apartment building called Planet Earth. Mapping and checking on all of us, they're cataloging all the resources. It's like Santa Claus making his list and checking it twice. And then looking at kind of a dole system, how they can mete out the various and sundry resources under this idea, this specialist notion of equity. Well, there's a lot to it. But we want to be careful when we start getting involved with nationalists or resource nationalism until we have become manly enough to realize that what goes around comes around, and what we've been doing through Aramco and other developments all around the planet for the last 100 or more years is much the same as what the British did as they set up colonies all over the planet and farmed all the resources of the planet for hundreds and hundreds of years, amassing huge intergenerational wealth that today runs the planet, the new economic order. Well, so there's a lot more to that, a lot more to that. Here's another one, just along the same line, and I want to get past this. There's something else I'd like to talk about here. But this, more Americans unexpectedly file claims for job loss benefits. Unexpectedly. You would think with all of the track and trace and schemes that they've got and with all of the tools that are available in the big bag, that these doctors of finance and industry would be able to expect that they're going to have continuing jobless claims. But for the mindless sheeple, these news articles have kept using this unexpectedly. Again, more Americans unexpectedly file claims for jobless benefits. Here's the article. Timothy Holman writes this for Bloomberg. More Americans unexpectedly filed applications for unemployment benefits last week, showing firings remain elevated even as employment climbs. What do you get with that? firings remain elevated even as employment climbs. Well, yeah, you're going to have some employment climbing with all the senseless workers out there. The term that Hal Anthony coined, excellent. It does prove that you can be too smart to be a census taker, the senseless workers, just as well as you can be too smart to be a cop, even in Columbia, Missouri. But anyway, it's unusual here, isn't it, that more Americans have unexpectedly filed applications for unemployment benefits last week, showing firings remain elevated even as employment climbs. Well, we have to understand that you can be fired from a $50,000 a year job and hired at a $7,000 a year job, and you could have that happen in the same week. Initial jobless claims, they say here, rose by 25,000 to 471,000 in the week ended May the 15th, exceeding the median forecast of economists surveyed by Bloomberg News and the highest level in a month. Blah, blah, blah. Claims remain uncomfortably high. There's lots of people out there that are on extended benefits. Maybe you've noticed on your street the cars that are still in the driveway, cars that haven't moved in a couple of months. Those people don't have any place to go during the daytime. They're living on unemployment, food stamps, by the droves. But again, there's this horizontal moving in business. You can do a lateral shift, move from one company to the other. And then there's also the downward movement. You can fire people that are making $100,000 a year and hire other people, and sometimes the same people, back at $50,000 a year. After they've sat around at home for a couple of weeks, they'll realize that maybe they should come back to work, taking a 50% cut in pay. Maybe they would change you would no longer be called a VP or a representative. Your business card would just say Tom, and you'll be glad to get it. Anyway, so that's another article involved in all this. We're not going to see any end to this either. This is going to continue all the way through to the end of the 2010 election cycle. But this article is titled, Angry Voters Propel Specter to the Senate Defeat and Paul to Victory. Of course, we've been reporting on this all through the week. But American voters may not know exactly what they want, though they seem to know what they don't like. This article by John McCormick, James Rowley, up on Bloomberg this morning. Pennsylvania, let's see, continuing here, they showed their discontent with both parties in the May 18th primaries by rejecting Democratic Senator Arlen Specter and his bid for a sixth term in Pennsylvania, ignoring the recommendations of Kentucky Republican leaders by nominating a favorite of the Tea Party movement for the Senate and forcing Senator Blanche Lincoln, a Democrat, into a runoff in Arkansas. What is all of this all about? If there's a silver lining in all of this, it's that we're no longer looking at left and right. We're no longer many of the people out there that are today are not looking at left and right. They're finally waking up and realizing that there's no benefit to continue a belief in a failed, established two-party political system, and we need to look at the candidates themselves. Well, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And so yesterday we reported a little bit on a article in coming out of England in regards to Cameron's bid and win over in England, jolly old England, where they're going to go through a major and massive reform of their system over there. We're seeing some of that again here. But in this article, it's very revealing. Again, angry voters. They show their discontent with both parties. Now, I know there's every bit of credence that we need to throw towards the argument that with the electronic voting devices, it is very, very easy to rig these elections. But the people are not ignorant of that either. Remember, Zbigniew Brzezinski speaking before the Council on Foreign Relations the first time in human history that the controllers have ever got on their map. The people in this country over the last 100 years have become politically active. All right, the sleeping giant is awake. And certainly since 2007 and earlier, this sleeping giant has woke up. And the parties know that. Remember, we talk about becoming vocal local and working beginning right in your local voting precinct and campaigning, running, and winning, declaring your candidacy, campaigning, running, and winning at the level of a county committee man and a county committee woman in both of the established two-party political systems. This is where we see that this is not just one party versus the other party. This is system-wide. People are not happy with either party, and they're becoming active within this system. Now, the parties, in order to continue as committees, standing committees, state committees, senatorial district committees, legislative district committees, in order for them even to continue to have any credibility whatsoever, they're going to need to reevaluate who they are nominating out of those parties for candidates and who they'll actually run. And someone like Spinkter here, Arlen Spinkter, the specter hanging over America, hanging over Pennsylvania, Arlen Spinkter probably has a job waiting for him at Goldman Sachs or someplace else. Maybe he'll go over to Israel and become a lobby for an arms firm. I don't know. But he's going to be retired out of this position. He's been there way too long. And others are getting the same treatment. It seems to be bilateral, if you will. Bi-party. Bipartisan rejection. And we'll see more and more of that happen. Again, people are really angry at what's going on in the economy, what's going on in the power centers. And I might add that people are getting really angry about what's going on all around the planet. and people all around the planet are waking up, people in Greece and everywhere else. And so we're going to see this continuing, and this is a momentum that we could carry right through 2010 and into 2012. And I know there's detractors out there that would like to say that we shouldn't be involved in the system whatsoever, and go ahead. I'll go on the other side of that argument and say that we need to become very energized within this established two-party political system to do all that we can to move towards the abolition of this corrupt scheme, which I believe can only be done, short of a force of arms, from within the system. These standing committees can be disbanded. They can be merged together, and then they could be set aside. We could replace politicians with representatives and restore our constitutionally limited representative form of government. And we could do that by 2012, but we won't do it doing nothing. Anyway, that's that article. There's a lot more to it. BP, of course, they got more Band-Aids out there, but they say that they're moving closer to a top kill of this leaking oil well. Again, this piece of news off of Bloomberg as well. Jim Paulson and Jessica Resnick, alt, hyphenated girl there, writing this. Again, this is collaborative writing. Now we know why they're coming up with these two writers, two authors on every article. This is right out of the Harvard Business Review. They call it collaborative writing. All right. Anyway, BP PLC took steps towards attempting to cap its leaking well in the Gulf of Mexico yesterday as it increased the amount of crude it's capturing, and thick oil appears to begin in Louisiana's wetlands. BP will try as early as May the 23rd that's 3 days from now, that'd be this weekend, to inject heavy drilling fluids and cement into the well to seal it, which is a tactic known as a top kill. Doug Suttles, chief operating officer of exploration and production for the company, said on a conference call with reporters yesterday. And then they go on and invoke prayers and all kinds of occult signs. Let's keep our fingers crossed. There's a little bit of occultism for you. Let's all say our prayers. So I guess depending on which side of Lucifer's banner you stand, there you go. That's what they're asking people to do. Keep your fingers crossed and pray. The company has improved its ability to divert oil from the leaking well via a mile-long pipeline to a drill ship, Suttles said. BP, based in London, is capturing now about 3,000 barrels of oil a day, up from about 2,000 on May the 18th. And then it continues. Heavy oil has reached wetlands in the past a la True, or La Lutre. Area of, well, my goodness, these Frenchmen. Anyway, these are not tar balls. This is not sheen. This is a heavy oil we are seeing in our wetlands, the authors write. BP has other options to stop the leak near the seafloor should the top kill fail, Suttles said. The company also is drilling two so-called relief wells. Now this is at least being confirmed. They're drilling two so-called relief wells, each aimed at intercepting the damaged well about 13,000 feet below the ocean floor. An effort, and that in itself refutes one of the blog posts that I've seen recently, that this well is 13,000 feet total, including the 5,000 foot from the mudline to the deck of the drilling rig. So this is, they're shooting for a point 13,000 feet below the sea level. An effort that might take about 3 months. Cement would then be poured into the well, plug it permanently. So there's more of that in there. Let's see if we've got anything else of value. No, I don't think so. Let's go to another take a tack here. Let's go to a sidebar. I'm going to go back into man's role in changing the face of the earth, the International Symposium out of Princeton, New Jersey, 1955. Towards the end of this almost, 1,200-page long book, we were talking about the noosphere. We talked a little bit about the age of fossil fuels. Now we're going to jump forward and pick up a little bit more underlining material, again, to go with the broadcast that Michael Vail did on his Vantage Point with Barbara Marks Hubbard. He's got a Laszlo coming up on the 30th. There's going to be some very interesting discussions on his broadcast. But these are the what you would consider to be the evolutionary revolutionists, the revolutionary evolutionists, the New Age crowd, including Mikhail Gorbachev and the Green Cross. And we can look back to this particular symposium held so many years ago in Princeton as having laid down some of the fundamental basic principles of what has become the Green Movement, the Green Agenda. Even this book is bound in green cloth. But this section, toward the end of this symposium, is titled Man's Self-Transformation. You know, transhumanism, man's self-transformation. And it comes under a variety of heads. The relevance of total human action, the dominance of intelligence, the responsibility of freedom, dialogues in science and humanities, dialogues in Western and non-Western cultures, and dialogues planning versus free choice. Planning versus free choice. So we're going to start in and work through the man that is at the top, if you will, of this symposium is an individual named Lewis Mumford. And Lewis Mumford is somebody that you could perhaps browse up, Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, Webferret, add his name to your list to cast the characters. Ian McCarg is another one, Design with Nature. Lewis Mumford is important. He's one of these early on planners, these global thinkers, and influential. And he chaired this symposium. The relevance, it begins, of total human action. This is the first section. And we won't get it all today, not in 30 minutes, no way. But we'll just start in a little bit and play around with some of these ideas today and tomorrow, because I think you'll find it interesting. It's a little heady. You'll have to sit back and enjoy a cup of coffee and listen for a moment.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so 55 years ago in Princeton, New Jersey, this symposium was being held. And in those days, they didn't have C-SPAN and they didn't have YouTube. No one was making transcriptions of these. If you aren't privy to having a copy of this book yourself, if you can't find this information up in their own writings, then it just went in one ear and went out the other. We don't have to do that here. You can, however, just sit back and listen. And if this material is a little heady today, listen to the archive a couple of times and, you know, transcribe sentences if you want to get better understanding. But as we, those on the network here and elsewhere, heard, Zbigniew Brzezinski is looking at his grand chessboard, a three-dimensional chessboard, as needing another layer. They're not exactly as confident today as they were 55 years ago. They have, however, a continuing and an expanding influence as they take Tavistock's advice and transfer power to the edge. Through all of the change agents that have come on in the last 100 years of academia that have now infiltrated and embedded throughout all of the cities and the counties in the United States and around the world, these people are moving forward with their agenda. Are they psychopaths and sociopaths? Likely. But there are many, many very serious, sincere believers. These are the ones that are, would, if this was a church, they would be in the front pews. They believe and they tithe heavily. And they're willing to go intergenerational to make these things come to pass. And so, let's hear a little bit about it from this symposium. I'll begin reading, and we'll just go as far as we can in this last half hour of today's broadcast. The relevance of total human action. Chairman Lewis Mumford introduced the discussion session as that part of the symposium not devoted exclusively to facts and to truth of a scientific order, but lying more in the realm of dialectic. As such, it should be conversation, argument, dialogue, an exchange from one person to another with due acknowledgement of everything that science can give us, but with even greater respect for the human constitution, human desires, human dreams, human purposes, and all those categories usually excluded for a good purpose from the method of science. This discussion is to deal with a larger reality than that dealt with by the method of science. It is to include the subjective, the inner, the inaccessible, the individual, and the all too complex. Looking back over the history of species, we see that all animals have been in a process of self-transformation. We do not understand very much about the mechanism, but we know that the result has gone steadily on. In the higher orders, there certainly has been an increase of direction, an increase of intelligence, and finally, in man, an increase of self-consciousness. The change man works upon himself now becomes the equivalent of what nature has been capable of doing over a million years or so. A question to ask ourselves is, what is the quality and variety of the finished product? Can we get anything in the way of desirable quality? Can we get anything in the way of interesting variety through the mere mechanical multiplication of human beings? Something else enters into our calculations that we have to consider in detail. As to the method of considering it, we do not leave the world of the natural sciences behind us by any means. To do that would be to repeat the errors of Socrates. But neither do we commit ourselves to the opposite bias of Thales, that of concentrating exclusively on the physical world. Rather, we renew and enlarge the tradition of Aristotle, who sought to embrace both man and nature. Speaking in the tradition of Aristotle, we find that the natural sciences that Socrates despised teach man a great deal, not only about the earth itself, but ultimately about his own constitution. He is a part of nature and participates as a working partner. not merely with the trees, the rocks, and clouds, but with the animals and the plants and the microscopic organisms. The anthropological sciences extend this knowledge. On the other hand, then, we renounce the self-centered humanist tradition of regarding the natural world as separated by a great barrier from the world of man. Neither world is conceivable without the other. Once this unity is granted, we have, in compensation, the privilege of returning to the natural world with knowledge that we have acquired about this more complex creature, man. We may even use inside knowledge that we acquire in ways sometimes not open to purely scientific method in interpreting the less complex phenomena in terms of the so far final end product, man himself. As man's own self-knowledge increases, his command of the various aspects of nature increases too. There is a point that Northrop has added, one originally established by Immanuel Kant, that language, logic, mathematics, and even ethics have entered into the formulation of anything that can be called natural science. We cannot use the concepts of natural science until concepts themselves, the symbols of language, are invented. Without the tools and methods of the humanities, the natural sciences could not take off from the ground. Intelligence itself is subject to other forms of human creativity. The sciences exist not in a world of their own, but in a world made possible by the development of humanistic thought and by the language, by the development of man himself as a language-using, idea-communicating, symbol-creating, ideal projecting, structure building being. The sciences very properly deal with that aspect of the future which is revealed in the causal process. Whether nature or man is under observation, they deal with regularities, with uniformities, with things that lend themselves to quantitative and statistical investigation, because they are mass phenomena and exhibit beautifully that kind of order. We necessarily follow that method in order to understand those probabilities. For that kind of reliable predictive knowledge widens our control over the environment. So this begins. Just let that sink for a second and settle. Pretty heady stuff. Well written. Opening a huge body of discussion here. Huge. And profound, even in its time, as it is today. Things that have become the talking points and the center of inquiry for countless university laboratories and classrooms and textbooks and studies. This is the stuff that the foundations use their influence, their grants, and the universities, their facilities to explore and discuss over the last 55 years. This is the stuff that drives the global agenda. Necessarily, therefore, continuing, we began our discussion of prospect with the limitations imposed by the nature of the Earth, the amount of energy available, the possible populations it might contain, and all things about which we have at least the beginnings of a statistical knowledge and a method of dealing therewith. But if any tendency that is statistically measurable is extrapolated, the risk is of overrating what is near and known, and of ignoring factors that are remote, hidden, or so far unknown. Remember, in a hearing, Donald Rumsfeld saying something along this line, I'll just paraphrase, there are the things that we know, and there are things we don't know. There are the known knowns, and then there are the unknown knowns. There are the unknown unknowns, and there are the unknown knowns, and so on and so forth. He runs the permutation out on all the different combinations of knowing and not knowing. And that's what they're talking about here. If any tendency that is statistically measurable is extrapolated, the risk is of overestimating or overrating what is near and known, and of ignoring factors that are remote, hidden, or so far unknown. What does happen when you pierce, let's say, the Earth's mantle and you get down into the pressure zones of oils and gases and other lubricants that our Creator designed to float the tectonic plates? What does happen? And when things go awry, can they be reversed?
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com. Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at ChristosTrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, cPanel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cPanel.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And for those of you that are listening on the internet or have access to an internet-connected computer, of course, you can go up to YouTube and watch again the presentation made before the CFR of Zbigniew Brzezinski. And if you want to find that quickly and don't know how to do it otherwise, just simply type the best way that you can, Zbigniew Brzezinski, CFR YouTube, into your browser, and it should pop right up. And during that brief presentation that he made before those movers and shakers in Canada, He made a couple of comments that were a little bit interesting to me. One of them was the question in regards to the efficacy, the power, and the utility of the United Nations, and should or should not a new body be created. Well, he revealed that from a humanities standpoint and for certain things, the United Nations does real well. And every day, and all around the world, each and every week, there are thousands. They come together and they have their meetings, and then they have working papers that they'll oftentimes publish. And so for those that are diligent and they go in and look for these working papers, you may very well find material just like what we're talking about here in a 55 years advanced stage of development. But certainly, if you have 1 hour presentation, there's no time to cover all of this kind of material in one go. We have a little bit of a blessing here on Oracle because we can, on this broadcast, at least do a series. If I feel that it's necessary, I will. There's no dictate here to follow a particular Patriot line of reasoning or this or that, and I'm blessed by that and thankful for it. So we can go as deep into discussions as you, the audience, and I are willing to do. And so let's continue now again back to the text and carry a little bit further. But on the archives, you'll see for a while, maybe. We'll see, I can change when I want to, too. But we'll see a heading, part one, part two, man's self-transformation. And it'll be this body of information that I'm referring to. This is near the end of this lengthy book. This is like the summary from this symposium. Again, they're talking about statistics, things that are statistically measurable. And he says, such statistical predictions will have the very highest degree of probability during the next 5 minutes. But during the next year and the next 100 years and so on, they will have a steadily lessening degree of probability. For those of you who don't know, you can check with Blaise Pascal. Very interesting man. He is credited as being the father of probability. Every time you buy one of those scratch tickets, enter a lottery, play bingo, the probability that's running in the background in the casinos, much of this is he mapped out as a mathematician. Continuing. Elwood, before I continue, look at what is being said here. We map this stuff out. And we have high probability, the highest probability, of for the next 5 minutes. We look at the market report this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I cut this Hummer on the second every day at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm kind of particular about punctuality. And so every single day in my chart, it's cut right at 9 o'clock a.m. But by 9:05, just 5 minutes away, the numbers change completely. Sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes laterally, but they're always changing. And the same goes when you're trying to run a planet, even if you are well connected and have excessively deep pockets. You just can't run statistics on man. You cannot run statistics on nature. You cannot run probability on nature. You never know when a volcano is going to blow. You never know when some natural phenomena is going to occur. You might have some warning. You might be able to guess. You might be able to create a window of opportunity. But probability is going to bite you in the butt. And so they know that, and they recognize it here when he says, such statistical predictions will have the very highest degree of probability during the next 5 minutes, but during the next year and the next 100 years and so on, they will have a steadily lessening degree of probability. And this is one of the reasons why the social scientists, the super social scientists, have to work so diligently to keep the people stupid. Because as people become aware and people become able to communicate through a medium of exchange like this internet, it throws a monkey wrench into their probability. Their statistics go out the window. All of a sudden, their election process no longer works. All of a sudden, the people's belief system in the established two-party political system goes out the window. All the rules change. All bets are off. They don't know. You can't run probability on something like that. The variables are just unbelievably diverse. On the other hand, in the last 4 minutes of the broadcast, on the other hand, there is the future as created and as remolded by autonomous human activity. This is the future for which the causal method is useless as a tool of investigation. Causes. It depends upon knowledge of the nature of man. It depends on an understanding of his purposes and his projections and his ideals or his qualitative reactions. This is the directive and goal projecting part of the future. If man had only to consider his own desires and needs without respect to the actual nature of things, we would discover that there are almost unlimited numbers of alternatives. Life presents us with an ascending grade of possibilities. The more successful living organisms are, the greater the number of potentialities they disclose. Life itself presents more possibilities than does non-living matter. Living organisms grow. They reproduce. They react. They remember. They learn. And as they get higher in the scale, they organize. They construct. They anticipate. Just as life in all its forms, and particularly human life, has a much wider range of possibility than unorganized matter, so similarly man has possibilities that are not included in purely organic forms. The possibilities that come from his consciousness, from his detachment by culture, from his original biological nature, from his increasing autonomy and his growing collective desire to steer his own course. Perhaps the real future is a vector of the probable and the possible. In other words, this intersection between that which is probable and that which is possible. Of the objectively allowable and the subjectively desirable, insofar as the latter presses toward action. We say it's not enough to know a thing. You have to act upon the things you know. Continuing, to understand what the real future is going to be at any moment, it is necessary to understand not only all the probabilities, all the factors in the given situation that will continue through inertia, but also things in the nature of man, the social mutations that are going on, the emergence that are coming forth, and the fresh ideas that are being born which will deflect the statistically probable future toward the actual future. And you throw in something like the computer and the internet, and it raises the order of complexity for the masters of finance and industry, for the master blasters of the planet. It raises to a magnitude of exponents that one can only guess at how difficult it would be for them to succeed in this long-held dream of total dominion over the planet Earth and all of its inhabitants and all of the people and all of the animals and all of the grasslands and every ear of corn and every carrot in the field. You start to understand how huge this undertaking is and how much they've got at stake if they fail. They've risked all of their chips are on the table. And unfortunately, as a reaction, all of our chips are on the table too. If they do succeed in driving us into a box canyon and they're able to pull that brush and bramble fence behind us, I fear that with the technology available today, there is no way for man ever to escape. And so it's going to be up to you and it's going to be up to me to continue to study these things, ponder these ideas, and press on. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.